cell phones.
Cell phone is very convenient, and but sometimes I think cell phone in cell phone there's telephone directory, and we don't have to memorize a lot of numbers. Mm-hmm. But when I was young, I memorized at least 10 to 15 numbers, and include my mom and dad and my best friends. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, I even can memorize just one number of my friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is bad.
Can you leave without cell phones? Can you leave
without cell phones?
Without cell phones?
I think I can't, because it is necessary in my life.
But so if your cell phone breaks,
yeah,
will you be able to survive for 2 or 3 days?
Yeah, it can be. But I can use my mother's phone. And my brother, he is in army. Uh-huh. And I can use his phone. Yeah.
Right. What if, for example, if cell phone connections are broken suddenly? Like, what if something bad happens in the computer,
yeah,
and cell phone system is broken, then what would you do?
Maybe I think it is kind of one of a terror.
The terrorism?
Yeah. Maybe, I think it is like without water.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays.
It's so basic.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Pardon me, question.
Oh, what do you think? Do you think cell phones are as basic as water now?
No.
It's sort of necessary for life?
Cell phone is necessary.
Do you think so?
Yes, cell phone. My cell phone SIM is
broken.
I got stressed. I have to call to a friend or more family.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say anything. Cell phone is necessary to me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Oh, I think it's interesting. Have you traveled without a cell phone before? Did you ever travel outside of the country?
Yeah, when I was in high school,
uh-huh,
my cell phone was broke.
Uh-huh.
The screen was broken,
uh-huh,
and I can't see any
uh-huh
number, but used it over 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened to me too.
Yeah, I just send multi-mail.
Okay.
Yeah, just the contacts or something. Just call me.
Right.
Yeah, I send.
Right.
Yeah, because I couldn't read multi-mail. So.
Right. Well, I mean, my experience, it's strange. About 5 years ago, I didn't have a phone. Yeah, I had no cell phone, right?
Yeah.
And I sort of looked around and I saw sometimes you walk around in Korea and all you see is people on cell phones, or couples are sitting and not talking, they're on their cell phones. Even a couple on a date is on cell phone. And I was kind of shocked. I thought, this is very strange. I don't understand. How can everyone have a cell phone? And maybe a year or two later, I got a phone. I have a phone now. But I think it seems strange to me that so many people use their phone all the time. So I don't know. I think maybe it's a bit extreme. That's what I think.
When I was young, when I was in elementary school, I thought maybe I buy a cell phone when I was 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
But I bought cell phone when I was in middle school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was
Do you remember the time before cell phones?
Yeah.
It's strange to think about now, right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Only the riches use phone on their car.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
And for me, even, you know, when I came here in 2001 in Canada, you know, maybe I had two or three friends who had a cell phone. But in Korea, everyone had a cell phone already in 2001. It's sort of like, you know, bank machines, ATM?
Yeah.
I remember when there was no ATM.
Yeah.
You know, and that seems like very basic now. It's so normal. And I don't know, I think it's very strange how we suddenly think something is basic. Very strange. Anyway, you guys are going to talk without me, okay? About your topic was stress, right? Stress. Don't be stressed.
Sometimes argue with my father.
Why?
I think it is because of generation gap. We just argue and he think boys have to be handsome and brave, and girls have to be modest and graceful. But also he think girls have to make a decision like a man. But when I talk with him, we have to make discussion. He don't like I make discussion. Last Saturday, we argued.
Because make a decision?
Yeah, something like that. We just argue. There is no reason. So, you know, my father owned a barbecue restaurant. So sometimes I help him in weekend. Yeah, you know, we have a very busy time in weekend. So I have to go restaurant and I help him. But I don't want to go there, really.
And you? I have I have plural majors.
Uh-huh.
I have plural majors. Two majors. First time I went to English culture class. I'm separating English conversation and studying English grammar. I enjoy the class. From time to time, I see people break time. People do, talk with friends. I'm alone. I don't have friends in English culture class. I'm lonely. Tuesday and Thursday, only English culture class.
Yeah.
2 days, I usually don't talk.
Yeah, I see. Maybe you can talk. You can talk to me. Yeah. Because I'm lonely. I'm alone too.
Oh, why?
Yeah, I have a friend, but just on yours. Yeah, I don't know other people. I have to make friends. I need friends.
I have taken an exam now. I want to help and I want to question to anyone. I want to I alone. My first major mathematics. Mathematics people don't want study English. Hate your English. I can't help to people. I'm alone.
I have an allergy in this. I really do hate that. I'm sorry about that. You have two major, but I'm the chief of my club. So I have this time. I have to meet my friends, and I have to have meeting every week. Because we have to discuss about our club, and I have to. My club is classical guitar, so I have to play the guitar. I make much of seniority. So it is very difficult for me to play the guitar, but I like that. But sometimes it is really difficult. I have no time for study.
I have to have leadership too. I'm mathematics chief. Mathematics chief. Mathematics people are many numbers. the people are only study non practice activity, not physical activity. Come on, empty bond. I study.
That is why I don't like math.
Yeah.
Many people just to study. They don't get exercise. They don't going out.
They don't take participate in
I'm tired. I understand you.
I'm gonna stop you.